please join me in a spirit of prayer? Dear God, may the words of my mouth and meditation of all our hearts be acceptable unto you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. It's great to see everyone today. Many people gathered for worship since before the pandemic, and it's lovely to see so many people are able to come out today. And we thank your faith, and we also thank God that you have all turned out this morning. Now, I'm going to be talking about something we all know, right? Jesus was resurrected. And why do we all know that? Because someone told us that. Whether it was a preacher, whether it was a teacher, or a parent, or a grandparent, someone told us that. None of us saw the event. And if you listen to the account that was read to us, there really weren't many eyewitnesses. In fact, no one saw Jesus being resurrected. Nobody saw Jesus being resurrected. The disciple and Mary went to the tomb, and they saw some linen cloths on the floor. But no Jesus, no body. And they were stunned. And their first thought was that someone had come and taken the body away. Now, in these somewhat unsettled times where people might indulge in conspiracy thinking, we think maybe that's not crazy. When Osama bin Laden was taken out by SEAL Team 6, the Navy disposed of his remains at sea. And they had a proper burial service for him, but they didn't want anything to remain behind for people to rally around. And there may have been this fear on the part of Mary and the disciple that someone had taken Jesus away because he was a big deal. And he was seen as an enemy of the state. But, that's not what happened. When Mary is back in the cave and she's surprised by the presence of the angels and she turns around and sees this stranger, person she presumes is a gardener, she says it again, they've taken him away. Where is he? And she was told by Jesus, who had returned, didn't use these words, but basically, chill out, relax, I'm still here. Now, Jesus, of course, operates in a completely different way from the way we would operate today, the way celebrities operate, the way newsmakers look for attention. Jesus' resurrection was not done the way people looking for public attention would do it, was it? There probably would have been trailers. And frankly, Jesus should have waited until there was TV. And then we could have streamed it on the internet. We all could have seen it. And everybody would have believed it. Until somebody said, that's fake news. And they'd say that somehow a video was manipulated and Jesus was still dead. So Jesus didn't play any games, and Jesus wanted to communicate his resurrection in a different way. And he did that by revealing his resurrected self to his friend. And just so you all know this, in case I haven't mentioned it to you when you've been here before, women didn't have much status in the ancient world. They didn't have any legal rights. And their word wasn't accepted as testimony in court. And yet, for some reason, Jesus had Mary, who of course has developed this other reputation throughout history, be the primary witness to Jesus' resurrection. And she went back and she told the disciples. And God bless them, you know, they often made mistakes. They listened. And they came back. And then they went and they spread the news. It was all a reliable witness who spread the news of Jesus' resurrection. And my hope is that when you leave here, you will be telling your family and your friends about Jesus' resurrection. And maybe you will be so bold as to say, "He is risen." That's the way the story spreads. It doesn't need a meme online. It doesn't need an ad campaign. It doesn't need the benefit of social media. The word of Jesus' resurrection spreads because people believe in Jesus. And for those who don't believe in him, we can still look at his work and his service and the way of life he laid out before us. The world can use more of that. The world can use more of that. Now, I was at the grocery store the other day, and I've done this a few times over the years. I've been attracted to the scandal sheets, not the scandal sheets so much, but the weekly world newspapers, which have wild headlines about Jesus going off into space with Frog Boy or some kind of silliness like that. But I didn't see a good newspaper, but I did see this issue of Life. Now, those of you who, like me, are of a certain age, remember when Life was a weekly magazine filled with pictures of depicting what happened over the previous week. Now it's become an occasional glossy magazine focusing on issues that will speak to readers. And they regularly run these issues about the Bible. And this issue is about women of the Bible, 25 enduring stories. And can any of you guess who this is on the cover? Donna.
Mary.
It's Mary, you're right. Now, Mary is looking awfully serene here and calm. And you know, we give thanks for her, but considering everything she had to deal with from before the birth of Jesus, through his birth, and then at the end of his life, I have a feeling she would have looked a little more stressed out. However, Mary had the benefit of faith in her son and in God. And that has enabled her to be an image and a person we can look up to throughout history. The Bible is full of these stories. And they're full of stories about women who make a big difference. And the church has not covered itself in glory with its treatment of women over the years, and sections of it are getting better. And I hope in this church that we properly value and esteem women and their contributions to us. So thank you. But the women aren't important just because they're women. They're women who are important because they saw what mattered. And they didn't care that they were ignored or overlooked. They knew that the one who mattered cared about them. The one who mattered paid attention to them. That the one who mattered valued them. And that's something I want all of you to take to heart. God sees you. God knows you. God values you. And one of the reasons we celebrate the resurrection today is because God loved us so much that he wanted to conquer death for us. Now, some of you may be saying, there's a problem here. People are still dying, aren't they? So yes, Jesus conquered death, but he didn't eliminate it. That is still part of life. And the choice before us is how we deal with it, how we confront it, how we handle the rigors of aging, how we deal with people dying out in the streets or in the community, what kind of support we provide, how we can fight violence. That's up to all of us in the church and indeed in the world beyond. Now, I titled today's message, Seeing is Believing, and frankly, had reason to doubt that in recent years. People are making deepfake videos. And I think there were some people who thought during the term of the last president, the mantra of the day was, who are you going to believe, me or your stinking lying lies? Now that quote was not from Donald Trump. It instead goes back to the Marx Brothers. And if you watch Duck Soup, you will remember Groucho, I believe, was the one who said that. Who are you going to believe, me or your stinking lying lies? Well, in this case, I ask you to believe the gospel. And I'm going to say something that people might find a little strange for a minister. The gospel is not 100% accurate. It is not a transcript of the events that took place 2,000 years ago. As I was listening to Don share the reading this morning, I noted one of the errors, and it said that Mary had cried out, Rabboni, and the text has it say, she said it to him in Hebrew, Rabboni, which means teacher. That's what the New Revised Standard Version of the Bible says. It's wrong. That would have been Aramaic. That was the language that was spoken by the population at the time. So, how then do we accept the gospel as a witness to what God has done? Well, we look for the truth. We don't look for it to spell out all the details to us. You'll notice it doesn't explain to us what the resurrected Christ looked like. Bible doesn't tell us what we in our resurrected form will look like. But it does promise us that we will enjoy new life. That we will enjoy life fully the way God wanted us to. Now, I'm not going to have any secret revelations for you. I cannot tell you what's going to happen when we are resurrected. As Esau Macaulay's quoting the New York Times today, he's a professor at Wheaton College and he's writing about the black community and resurrection. He said, people have these dreams about what a resurrection will be like. And they ask silly questions like, am I going to have the six-pack abs in my dreams? That doesn't matter. We often focus on the wrong things. But today we're called to focus on the things that matter. We're called to focus on the one who matters. And that is God and Jesus Christ. Now, this is going to be an aside, but it's meaningful to me. You may have wondered about the ringing of the bells, which we've done every time we say the word Alleluia. So, I want to thank Steve Peter for this bell, which he gave to me a few years ago. I'm going to keep it in my office, and it's proven very handy because the older bell I have can't be found. I don't know where it is, but I still have this token of Steve's friendship, so thank you very much. We can do things for one another that will have an impact far longer than we will imagine. And the impact will manifest itself in ways we can begin to conceive. The resurrection is like that. It's an event that happened 2,000 years ago and it still ripples out into the world around us. It's true. Believe it. So, how does Steve believe? Well, if you're looking for proof that the church works, look around you. Look at the people seated in the pews around you, in front of you, and behind you, and beside you. And you'll see people who dedicate their time to the church and to the community. And you'll see people you don't know. But everyone should feel welcome here. Because everyone here is loved by God. Every single one of you is loved by God. And that is something I hope you see, and more important, I hope you believe. Would you please join me in prayer? Holy and gracious God, we thank you for the gift of Jesus, for the miracle of the resurrection, for the gift of new life with which we have all been blessed. Please be with us this day and in all the days to come. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.